There is one ornithopter actually, but people constantly think that flying this should be a manned type thing, where we want to put people in it, right? But if you look at, let's say, a swan flying, the head is beautifully motionless as it flies through the air, as the wings flap up and down. But actually, the body at the other end of that long neck is heaving up and down on each stroke. And I think if you were in that aircraft, you would also be heaving up and down, and that's not something that you want to contemplate, I don't think. Definitely a double entendre there. So the idea that has been realized, which had a pilot in, I think they were lurching up and down 3 feet on each flap. And so while it was a good proof of concept, it was not something which was very comfortable for the pilot in that instance. But if we go smaller, there are different things you can do by changing the mass of the wings and the mass of the fuselage, which makes that a little bit less of an issue. And indeed, there are radio controlled aircraft which flap. There's one called the Park Hawk, where indeed you can go and buy one of these, and it does use flapping wings for the thrust as well as the lift, and it works pretty well, and it uses the tail to steer and pitch, and yeah, they're great.